Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And if you're new to the program, I'd like you just to go on the homepage of BBS Radio and go to Station 1, scroll down, click on Creation Lightship Healing. And today's show is the Monday show, so it's at 4 o'clock, so just click on that. It's the Pacific Standard Time Zone. And bring up the light beam on your screen. And you want to scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And if you wish to talk to us, just go to the BBS Fast Chat underneath that. It's written in blue. And click on it and just put your name in a quick message here. So what we're going to do, first of all, is some entity releases from people. And we do this on every show to help you get more into your body with your spirit. Remember, if something else is in you, your spirit can't come in. So we need to get that space cleared away so that you can come back more into your body and have a higher state of consciousness and higher awareness of who you really are. And that's what this show is all about, is to get you more into your body with your spirit. And remember, your spirit gives you the guidance and gives you also your creativity and also your psychic awareness, your intuitiveness. So all that is needed, and it's best to be as much home as you can be. So here we go, taking away entities, working with the bottom of our feet. And we'll work with our ankles right now and release energies there. And moving up to your knees. And we're just continuously working up now to your hip joints, we'll say, your thighs, going up into your body. And working shoulders, neck, and head area. I'm going to bring more of you back in now, so we'll command the energy. So we'll just count to 10. And your spirit fragments are going to be coming back to you. Most people feel a heaviness when this happens, along with maybe possible tingles and a warmth in their body. As your spirit connects more with you, you're going to have some type of physical sensation normally. So here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's like you all just kind of feel your bodies now. We'll just put some music on for just a short while. Kind of do a body scan, see how you feel. Maybe stretch, twist, bend over. And just see how you feel inside of your body. We'll do a chakra alignment for everybody. And again, just kind of sit back and relax now. And we'll first go to your heart center and reposition that. And here we go. It looks good. And throat chakra. Wonderful. Third eye. That's good. Power chakra. Good. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Okay. There we go. So what we're going to do now is an opening. So what we'll do is, if you wish to have your chakras a little more open than normal, we can open them up for you. And this, your spirit's also helping doing this process here. So I'll use the word spin. We'll go to your heart center first. I'd like to go to body width. That way your whole body gets energized quite nicely. We'll do this for each one of your chakras. If you're in a quiet location, it's okay to do. If you're in a location where there's a lot of noise and background disturbances, you may not want to have this done. And this is your choice here. So here we go. We're going to be working with your heart chakra first. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And next we're going to do the mind to heart drop. And we do this on every show if we can. This allows you to take your awakening consciousness, this surrendering the mental body, and go into your heart center so you can actually connect with your spirit and get your guidance. So here we go. We're dropping down. So 10. And just think of an elevator. 10th floor is forehead. First floor is heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So this is our time just to kind of sit back, contemplate. You should be in your heart center. And just feel this wonderful experience here. Remember, you have to connect in your heart. If you're in your heart, you're actually going to feel the consciousness of your thoughts in your heart center. Sylvia, are you around out there in cyberspace?
Hi, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. Boy, it feels so good to have that mind-to-heart drop and just to be heart-centered and stop rushing around and get in your, spirit, have your spirit present, and just take a moment to be there with yourself and centered in your heart and just get your own guidance, and it just feels wonderful. And we hope that you're all enjoying that so far. And what would you like to do today, Ron, for our healing section?
Boy, let's see here. Let me just see what we can do. We have many clearings. Let's see here. If I can pull out of a hat here.
I'll just mention while you're talking
sure.
that over
Great.
With the light beings, I'll just mention for anyone who's new, this radio program is actually done in conjunction with the light beings from the Creation Lightship. It's really their program, and their whole purpose for it is to help each one of us connect to our own divinity, which many of us have kind of forgotten to do, or kind of got out of the practice of it, or some people don't even really realize that they have that divinity within them. And, you know, that's due to our world and the way it is and the consciousness here. So it's a process of awakening to that. And like Ron said earlier, it's all about getting your spirit here present and with your body integrated, and you know, getting out of the mind energy and getting heart-centered so that you can actually get guidance from your spirit, and basically also to heal the body, because the spirit is the conduit for all healing that takes place. And if your spirit's not present with you, if it's scattered about the universe or stuck in the past or what have you, then it's not really here with you, and so your body can't heal. So the more you get heart-centered, the more you get your spirit here with you, present, the more healings you can actually receive. So that's what this is all about. Hope I've summed that up. You know, correct me, Ron, if I didn't get any of the points right there. And I guess I'll turn it over to you for whatever healings the light beings would like to bring through today.
Yeah, let's do a healing. I've had people ask me during a lot of the clearings that I do, they say, gee, was I ever around when Jesus walked the earth? And this comes up a lot of times during the century clearings. And some people start to cry during the process when I go to the years, we'll say, around the death of Jesus. So what we're going to do now is, if you think you were there, or whether you were or not, we're going to do some clearing on you for that process here. So this I haven't done before with this heading on it. So we're going to clear away the, I guess, the guilt possibly that you may be carrying with this process of the death of Jesus here. And this could also include, in a sense, like betraying your own spirit by listening to your mind energy, okay, by not coming to help him, say, 2,000 years ago. So here we go. We're going to do it in a five-day sequence. So we're going to first do it 2 days before his actual death here. So here we go. We'll go to the chakras. And this should be a pretty interesting clearing. So, 2 days before his death, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day before his death, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll do the actual day of his death. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day after. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And now we're going to bring in the Star of Bethlehem into your room to help you also further this clearing here. And it's pure love energy. And it's one of the light ships, defense ships that it has. So here it comes into your room. It'll come in through the light being on your monitor screen. So we're going to increase this energy here and bring it in. And at the same time, I'll just put some music on. And here we go. And also peace energy is coming into your room now. now we're bringing the energy of Jesus as he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. His ascension energy right now. Bring in the energy that Jesus had down here when he walked the earth. This would be the energy that he used for compassion for humanity. The same energy was brought forth in this cycle of time, 2,000 years later, and that energy was from the light ship, and it was in the physical body of Princess Diana. So we're going to bring in the energy that Princess Diana was using down here for her spiritual mission, to help people awaken in this humanitarian mission of hers. So here comes her energy, which will be the energy that she brought here. So you might even see Princess Diana maybe come into your room as she brings in this wonderful energy. So watch the light beam, if you would. And here she comes. So I'll increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, just sit back and enjoy this wonderful experience here. And we'll do a heart opening again for everyone in silence here. So your heart will be opened up for this energy. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you here. Maybe we can do some more dealings here.
Okay, well, that was wonderful, and the Ascension energies were just so great to experience. And I was thinking, as you were bringing those in, about the Ascension process and what happened when Jesus left the earth, and also what is happening now. And I think a lot of people have kind of a misconception about Ascension and the whole Ascension process, and some people, I think of it as just a way to escape out of a bad location, or they just don't really know what it is. And maybe you could talk a little bit about Ascension and the process of bringing the spirit 100% present, and how that can, you know, change the whole frequency and energy of the body and allow it to, you know, move forward.
Sure. What we can do is, it's a sample healing here. What we'll do is bring in your total energy of your spirit, and your spirit was with you initially when you were a baby. And this is why, you know, if you ever have seen a baby, they have so much light around them. And this is the way you should be right now in your life. And unfortunately, I think very few people can hold that resonance just because of living here. You know, it's very difficult, but it's not impossible. So we're going to let you feel how it is to be with your baby energy. And basically, it's not judgment, because the love energy never judges. This is why we get stuck in mind, and the mind that judges all the time, which separates you from your spiritual divinity. So we're going to bring in your baby energy, and here we go. This will be, if you had any baby traumas, don't even think about that. Don't even go there. This is your pure spirit essence of who you are. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as you come in. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So again, stay in your heart center. You're going to know when you're in your heart if you can feel your thoughts coming out of your chest area. If you don't feel them there, you're not in your heart. So drop yourself down like I did previously on the show and all shows. Come from 10 down to 1 and drop that body down. It has to surrender. And on these same lines here, what we're going to do is bring in the energy to you. Everyone listening has more than likely had a relationship, if not many, in the past. And you probably have maybe fell in love with someone, maybe junior high school, even marriages that maybe have maybe failed, etc. So So what we're going to do is bring back those energies to you right now. And just sit back and relax. Remember, this is part of your love energy that your spirit had, and it may be stuck in someone else. And you might be having an empty hole inside of yourself because someone else is having your love energy. So what we're going to do is work with different age groups here. So I think we're going to work with, we'll just divide your life into three sections, okay? So the first third of your life, we're going to bring back this love energy. This is how you have given somebody in your life a lot of love, and it maybe stayed with them. So we're going to bring that, return this energy back to you. So we're going to go to the chakras here. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And when this energy comes back to you, it's in pure wholeness. And we'll take the next two-thirds of your life, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And the last third of your life here, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And now we're going to give and bring to you the energy of the divine. We'll bring in the 12 energies to go into your heart center. So this is going to be a very, very nice experience. We're going to first bring in divine energy, source energy number one. So again, just sit back here, and here it comes. And we'll allow you to have each one of these energies for about a minute here. So the first divine energy is coming in. This is the energy that created you. And it's coming in. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Divine energy number two is going to come in. And it'll be here in about 5 seconds. There we go, it's here now. Divine source energy number three is coming in, and it's here right now with you. divine source energy number 4 is coming in. And it's here now for sure. Here comes number 5. And now it's here with everyone. Energy number 6 is coming in. And now it's here. Divine source energy number 7 is coming in now. And it's here now. Divine source energy number 8 coming in. Okay, and here it is. Here Comes Divine Energy, number 9. Coming in now. Now we're bringing the last energy, and this is energy number 12. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, back to you again.
That was just wonderful. Very, very beautiful healings. It felt like those the 12 source energies were doing a lot of healings with us. Is that because they're doing that, or just because they are part of us, or how does that work?
Yes, they are a part of us. We're made up of each one of those energies through the creation energies. That's why, you know, we call it the creation light ship. So you are a part of these energies. And some people actually resonate more with one of them than the other. But typically they're just so divine that they just sit back and kind of bliss out here.
Yeah.
You know, the energies are here to provide healings, you know, to you. And they can do as much as they can in love energy. So as long as you have, you've dealt with your emotional traumas and baggage, and they can help you. Otherwise, like I say many times, the light ship doesn't work with emotional traumas. They never created that. And that's why you must have your clearings done down here in order to have the divine actually work with you more as far as bringing in this love energy, because, like I said, the love energy doesn't come in into judgment. So if you're filled full of judgment, it's very hard to have healings, because those emotions that are stored and printed into your cellular memory is what's there, and there's no place for the divine to come. That's all mental stuff. That's why you want to get rid of the mental body and the traumas that it brings to you and has brought to you throughout all your incarnations here on the earth. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'll just mention, because our hour is going by pretty fast, that if you are enjoying these energies and want to experience more healings like this a little bit more intensively, one of the best ways to do that is just to connect with Ron on his conference calls that he does. He does healing conference calls every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which are very easy to take part of from wherever you are by telephone. Very inexpensive, and they're hour-long sessions on the light ship. And, you know, the healings that are brought out by the light beings are different on each conference call. So it's not like a repetition, because they're always looking at what's needed by the people that are in attendance on the call, and bringing forth new rooms on the light ship whenever they're needed, and just having fabulous, wonderful healing energies each time. So it's very powerful, and it's really wonderful to get on those as often as you can, because then you're not going for long in between sessions, and you can just kind of accelerate your progress and your healing that way. So if you are interested in that, just connect with Ron by email or phone call and find out how to get on those. And then once a month, there's a very special 4-hour healing session that's done to accelerate also your ascension progress. So that one is coming up, I believe, on the Saturday. I believe it's the 24th of this month.
That's correct, the 24th.
And that's just, it's really amazing. And 4 hours might sound like a long time, but it actually feels like the time goes by in 20 minutes or a half an hour, because you're actually, remember, being taken up out of time and working with the light beings. So it's just a remarkable experience, and that's something that's also very easy to do. Most people that get on that, they just get like a telephone with a speakerphone and just sit back and relax, and the time is very well spent. So wanted to mention those. And also a couple more things. One is, if you would like to communicate regarding either a testimonial about a healing that you've had from this program, or a request for a certain topic to be discussed or certain healings to be done, you can email us at radio@creationlightship.com. And it's wonderful for Ron especially to hear, you know, from all of you about the results that you've had. And let's see, last but not necessarily least, there's also a brand new link on the Creation Light Ship page here on VBS Radio. Up above the light being, there's just a little square that says PayPal. And for those of you that appreciate the healings that you're receiving and the information that you're hearing on this program, if you'd like to make a donation toward the program, that would be very much appreciated, because it does cost quite a bit for Ron to bring this program out. So I guess that's all I have to mention now. We have about 5 more minutes to go. So over to you, Ron, if you'd like to bring in more healing energies.
Yeah, we'll do that. Let's bring in the energy again of the Star Bethlehem, which is, this is one of the Creation Lightship defense ships. And it's used to battle the darkness, but you're not going to feel any of that energy. It's pure love energy that comes down to you. And this beautiful ship here is here now. It'll come in through your monitor screen with the light being here. And here we go. It's coming in. And again, this is strictly heart-based energy. This program is all about heart-based energy. It has nothing to do with mind energy. That's being taught today in New Age metaphysics. So here we go. Sit back and relax and just enjoy this beautiful healing session here. And here we go. Stay in your heart center. And just request healing now. Is going to stay with you for a while here, probably about a half an hour, and we'll be closing our show here. Have to get ready for our Monday conference call. It starts at 5:30 PST every Monday. And we also have them Fridays at the same time. So we're getting ready for that now as we close down here. So we'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. And if you're in the Mount Shasta area this coming weekend, we'll be at the WESAC Festival in the exhibitor's location. And there's no charge to walk into the door there. And if you wish to go to WESAC in Mount Shasta, I believe it's $300 to hear the speakers. And you can go to Troika St. Germain's website.com, troikastgermain.com, and get a $50 discount. And so we'll just see you later. And if you're back east, we'll see you in New York the first weekend of June. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone. We'll be back Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, and hope to see you there. Good night.
Good night, everyone.